Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
What's good, PB?
Hey, man. I have a suntan.
Oh, how about that? That's nice.
Yeah. Well, I just got back from Hawaii and had a good time with the family.
Hold on. I'm just busy being jealous.
Okay. All right. We had some fun adventures. My daughter went snorkeling and also paddleboarding. And
ooh, that sounds
I tried it too. I was terrible. when my daughter was getting ready to go snorkeling, she found out that the beach we were at has jellyfish, like the water, there's jellyfish there. And ooh, she got kind of scared, was all afraid, you know, worried about it, said she didn't want to go in. And so my wife was working with her, trying to tell her, no, it doesn't matter. It's not a problem. Nothing will happen to you. It's all good. And I made some comment like, yeah, it just stings a little bit. And my wife is looking at me like, no, it doesn't. And I'm like, oh, it doesn't? So just trying to build her courage. And I prayed with her, and she went in and had a great time and never got stung and saw all kinds of cool things. Yeah. And then we also went to another beach where some friends of ours brought paddle boards and surfboards and stuff. And my daughter did paddleboarding, was great at it. Both Sherry and I tried and just kept falling in. Pretty terrible. But the thing is, I would be way too afraid to try surfing because my daughter's favorite movie is that one. I don't even know what it's called.
Soul Surfer.
Soul Surfer. Yeah. Well, the girl's arm, I saw it in the movie, like the girl's arm gets bit off by a shark, and it's the North Shore where we were.
Oh my goodness.
So there's no way, man. I'm like, okay, the risk, you know,
yeah, don't you look like a big giant seal or something to a shark on a surfboard or something like that?
Yeah. Well, so, you know, it just makes me think that fear keeps us from attempting big things. Mm-hmm. And when we know that the risk is small, we're okay with it. But when we think the risk is great, we just are like, nah, won't even bother. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32 says, "The people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." Mm. And I like
things,
that. Yeah. Big things. It fires me up, makes me want to think about big things, dream about big things. Have you ever been in one of those sort of like dreaming, planning sessions where somebody says stuff to you? It's a little exercise. It's like, if money were unlimited, if all limitations were removed, if you knew that you couldn't fail, what would you do?
Yeah.
You ever been in one of those?
I've been asked that in a job interview.
Oh, really?
I think that question should be banned, by the way.
I hate those questions. I don't know if it's just me or what, but the problem for me is that I have never experienced this. I feel like I'm just being misled.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Is that a real scenario?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
First of all, if you can ask me the question, would you point me to someone who's had this happen?
Right.
I want to learn from them, not you. So to me, it just reinforces the notion, though, that I should keep waiting for the perfect scenario. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll try surfing when it's in an ocean that has no sharks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It doesn't help me to dream, doesn't help me to do big things. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4 says, "Farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they never harvest." Mm-hmm. So we know we're never going to get the perfect scenario, the perfect risk-free. You have all the money in the world, and you're guaranteed you will not fail. You know, we're never going to be given those options. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do with what we have? I think a better question, this is the question I like. I want to think about, I want leaders that are around me, working with me, to be thinking about this question. What if you knew failure didn't matter? What if you knew that you could fail and it'd be okay? In fact, what if failure had a positive connotation?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right,
good, we tried something, didn't work, we learned, got up, tried again.
Yeah.
I think it's a better thing to ask and think about than what if there were unlimited resources and you knew you couldn't fail.
I love that. I remember hearing a leader at a conference say that on his team, for his staff, failure was not only acceptable, but it was encouraged,
right,
like almost a requirement.
Yeah.
And he was basically saying, if you're not failing,
uh-huh,
then you're not trying.
Right.
He said, I don't want you making the same mistakes, but you should be attempting new things.
Yeah, that's great. You know those, have you seen those big pits that are full of foam blocks? You know, like Rob Dyrdek has them on the Fantasy Factory. Yeah, he's got a skateboard ramp that goes up into there, and they're always riding bikes and motorcycles and all kinds of things in there. But what I love about that is that it lets them try things they wouldn't try on cement.
Yeah.
You know, think about the motorcycles that do the crazy huge jumps and flips on like the X Games. And I always wondered, how did you learn? Like, how many broken arms, necks, whatever else did you get to learn how to do that trick? Well, they had a foam pit.
Yeah.
And I really feel like God's grace is that foam pit for our lives where we can dream big and try big things and know that even when we fall, it's okay. We're still loved. We're going to learn and grow. We're going to get better. And it's worth the risk trying something big. So Proverbs 24, verse 16, even if good people fall seven times, they will get back up. So today, just want to talk about knowing that if you fail, it's all right and it's worth it. Keep trying big things.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.